Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, as we're watching the fires on the West Coast, Sally, the hurricane moving into the Gulf Coast, just reading this morning about a huge chunk of Greenland's ice cap breaking off 42.3 square miles as it alarms scientists. Meanwhile, the president of the United States, confronted by the governor of California on a visit there yesterday, attributed the crisis solely to poor forest management, not climate change. I don't think science knows what is happening, Mr. Trump said. After weeks of public silence about the devastating blazes, Joe Biden, his direct competitor in the presidential race, called him a climate arsonist.
Well, that's true. That's what he is. I mean, he's in total denial. What's really so terrible, it's what Woodward said about him. He's the wrong guy to be president, and that's because he so makes up anything he wants on the moment that he finds, for God knows what reason, politically convenient, that he's dangerous. He says there's nothing more that could have been done, for example, on the COVID thing. Really? We all know that there are some countries that did it and that the United States, we didn't have a coherent national policy, and that he was the reason that this was happening. He did not perform. Why he didn't perform, I don't know. He seems to think that it's a Democratic plot. In fact, he said in the very beginning it was a Democratic hoax. So we have a guy who has caused tremendous damage to this country. On top of that, we have a small fact, and that is about 40% of the electorate is sticking with him. No matter what nonsense he says, 40% stay with him. Now, I have always said, and I still believe, that that's all about racism. It's either racism that people know and that they stay with, or it's racism that they're not even in touch with. But we do know that people of color, people who are black, people who are Hispanic, now make up a majority of the country. And it's the last thing that this group wants to lose control of. They want somebody to be better than in their own minds. We had a African-American president of the United States. One would have thought that that was it, but it must have scared the hell out of some of these people. That's why we have a president that we have who is denying climate change, which is one more way in which this world will sink.
All amid a pandemic, as the president, running as a Law and Order candidate, defies state emergency orders and flouts his administration's coronavirus guidelines as he holds rallies in battleground states, people packed in, more political selfishness.
Well, it is political selfishness, but to what end? One wonders if he had acted like a normal president, whether he wouldn't have an awful lot of people with him. But what he wants to do, and what he thinks he can do, to this minute, is to excite that base to the point where they all turn out, every one of them, and he wins by just a little. Last time, he got fewer votes than Hillary Clinton did, by millions, and he still won because of the anomaly of the Electoral College, which we should work on. There are ways to do it in which states agree that if the popular vote in the country goes one way, then that state will pledge their electors to that. That looked like it might take off, but it hasn't. So we have an advantage to those people who want to cause chaos in this country by doing away with the one thing that really matters. And that's a peaceful transference of power. We now have a president who is talking about, maybe I need a third term. He hasn't got a second term, by the way, but maybe I need a third term. Just by uttering that, you are attacking the United States Constitution. That is unbelievable to me.
Speaking of unbelievable, senior Health and Human Services official Michael Caputo warned of armed insurrection after the election. The Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services promoted conspiracy theories in a Facebook Live event, among them the idea that scientists were committing sedition and claiming there will be a left-wing insurrection.
The question, of course, to me, when I hear something as ridiculous and as dangerous as that jerk says, is who's got the guns? You think the left wing have the guns in this country? Doesn't work that way. If anything will happen that I am scared to death about, it's that Trump will lose and refuse to leave, and that the insurrection will come from that side. Now, we all know that that is one of the scariest possibilities that we have. I don't think so. I still think to this day, sanity will prevail, Trump loses, and he is escorted from the White House. And then his legal problems begin, of course. There will be those who say, no, leave him alone because it'll just exacerbate things. No, seems to me the Supreme Court said it best. There is no one above the law. No human being, no individual is above the law in this country. And that is something that is going to be very interesting if he loses. Now, it's a long way to losing, and that means that everybody has to vote. In presidential elections, we have less than half the people, just about half the people who can vote voting. We do know there are more Democrats among them than Republicans. If, in fact, that happens again, Trump will win. So there has to be, in these less than 2 months, a huge mobilization if people think they want Trump out of there. I'm not endorsing, because this radio station doesn't endorse. What I am simply saying is, if you want Trump out of there, this is the time you have to do it.
Well, we're moving into fall, then it'll be winter, when people in many places need shelter. And one of the other things that's happening that is shocking is food insecurity. In New York City alone, from the AP this morning, an estimated 2 million residents facing food insecurity, a number that the city's mayor estimates nearly doubled in the pandemic amid the biggest surge in unemployment since the Great Depression. Also, Bill Gates, I heard this morning, Alan, on the BBC, gave a grim global health report. He went right for this issue of food insecurity, suggesting that we're in for a big problem if we don't get some financial infusion.
Well, that's right, David. We have a president and a Mitch McConnell, Senate leader, who refuse to do what's right in terms of giving people enough money to put food on their tables. This is just horrible. They're willing to give just a little, they say, but the only thing I know is what I see and not what I hear. So people have to rise to this, because nothing could be more important than feeding those people and their children.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.